This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Coming up, our Week in Review covers casinos in Foxborough, a federal push to force Massachusetts to join the Secure Communities Program, and President Obama's evolution on gay marriage.
But first, this news. The world is not going to end this December. Repeat, not end this December.
And yes, that's according to the Mayans and their astronomical calendar. Despite popular culture's obsession with 2012's end of times, a recent discovery of a 1,200-year-old Mayan painting make it clear that the ancient civilization's understanding of time interval goes beyond this December. So we can all relax.
Joining us now for more is one of the scholars who made this discovery, Boston University Assistant Professor of Archaeology William Saturno. Welcome to Radio Boston, Professor Saturno.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so we had a little fun there with the whole end of days doomsayer prophecy stuff, and I want to talk to you a little bit more about why people seem obsessed about that. But let's talk about the reality of the archaeological discovery that you made. It was in Guatemala in the Chultun region, and it had to do with the poorly preserved wall. Can you tell us a little bit about the site?
Yeah, I mean, the site of Chultun is actually a city that was occupied from early on in BC until around the 10th century AD. It takes up about 12 square kilometers of what's now rainforest, with buildings that are 35 meters tall and probably thousands and thousands of residential structures.
And so how does that mean thousands and thousands of people at the height of the city's existence?
At the height of Chultun's existence, there were certainly tens of thousands of people living there.
Okay, so I presume it's been an active dig site for a while.
Actually, it's been known since 1915, but archaeology started there only in 2008.
2008?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So any stone unturned might lead you to something new. So what did you find in this most recent dig?
Well, one of my undergraduate students here from BU, a kid named Max Chamberlain, went into a looter's excavation in 2010 and saw this poorly preserved painted wall. And when we continued those excavations, really to see just how big the room was going to be, we were able to find something really remarkable. We didn't anticipate that there would be any painting preserved, because paintings don't generally preserve in the Maya lowlands. And this building was so close to the surface that it just didn't seem very likely.
So these are paintings that were actually on the walls?
Yes. I mean, the four walls of this room were painted from floor to ceiling, and the looters exposed a very small part of it. And when we went in to see how big the space was, the first thing that we uncovered as we approached the back wall of this room was the portrait of a Maya king.
Uh-huh.
And then as we continued to expand our excavation to reveal the rest of this room with the support of National Geographic, who helped us out immensely by allowing us to go down sort of in an emergency situation, we ended up finding out all of these calendrical inscriptions and also these astronomical tables that appeared this week.
Well, the photographs that have been released by National Geographic they're stunning. I mean, the preservation of these of the paintings is totally remarkable. They look like they were put on the wall yesterday, quite frankly. So tell me a little bit about the calendrical symbols that you found and what they tell us about whether or not the world is going to end in 2012.
Well, on one of the tables charts the motion of the moon. I mean, it essentially is a table of accumulated days marking lunations, which the Maya like to group into groups of six, sort of mathematically the way we like to deal with leap years, right? They're trying to model how the moon goes through its cycle, but it's not a very regular, I mean, it's not a whole number to deal with. And so rather than alternate between 29 and 30, they had a table that sort of let them know after 162 lunations, for example, how long a period of time would be. So after that period of time, they're charting the moon with an error of 0.005 days. Mm-hmm. So they're incredibly accurate in terms of keeping track of the moon itself.
Their astronomy was incredibly sophisticated then.
Yeah. I mean, this is really our first look at what their astronomy during the classic period was like. Our only evidence of Maya astronomy comes from a few bark paper books that were recovered from the 15th or 14th centuries. They ended up in libraries in Spain and Dresden and Paris. that was where all of our information on astronomy came from. So this is our first example of what Maya astronomers and scientists were thinking in the 9th century.
Well, let me ask you. So basically, my understanding is that in popular culture, they've adopted this sense that the world was going to end, according to the Mayans, in 2012 because that calendrical data we had from known Mayan archaeological sites ended in 2012. But now, you know, briefly, we've just got a little bit of time to go. These new findings show that their calendar actually did extend beyond that.
Yeah, I mean, the Maya calendar is an infinite cycle. I mean, popular culture has sort of put this 13 Bakhtun expiration date on it. On the wall, there's a number that extends for 17 Bakhtuns, a clear indication that this expiration date that our culture has placed on it was certainly nothing the Maya thought about.
Okay, well, that's just the beginning of what you've discovered, and I imagine since the discovery is so exciting, there's so much more to talk about. We'd love to have you back again on the show as you do further research on what you uncovered in Guatemala.
I'll be here.
William Saturno is a professor of archaeology at Boston University and lead author of Ancient Maya Astronomical Tables from Xultun, Guatemala. It was an article published yesterday in the journal Science. Professor Saturno, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Coming up, our week in review. Stay with us. There's more ahead. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.